BBC News with Jonathan Izard. Washington has announced that it will not extend sanctions waivers for countries that buy oil from Iran. The Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, said there would be no grace period when the existing waivers end on May the 1st. China and India are the biggest importers of Iranian oil. The United States is offering a reward of up to $10 million for information that could disrupt the financing of the Lebanese Shia movement Hezbollah. The announcement comes as Washington voices concern about Hezbollah's growing role in the Lebanese government and its regional influence. There's a growing row in Sri Lanka over a failure of communication in the lead-up to Sunday's devastating bomb attacks. A spokesman said that because of a festering row with the government, within the government, the Prime Minister had long been excluded from intelligence briefings. The government has blamed a local Islamist extremist group, the National Tawhid Jamaat, for the suicide bomb attacks that killed nearly 300 people. Tens of millions of dollars intended for the reconstruction of the Iraqi city of Mosul have been embezzled by local officials. An anti-corruption commission in Iraq says more than $40 million were stolen from funds set aside to rebuild Mosul, which for 3 years was under the rule of Islamic State militants. Samsung has postponed the launch of its latest smartphone, the Galaxy Fold. The phone is designed to fold neatly in half, but early reviewers found that the screens broke after just a few days' use. Almost 1,700 people have been evacuated from homes in the Canadian province of Quebec, where melting snow and heavy rain have caused widespread flooding. Many rivers in the area are close to bursting their banks, and the military has been called in to help stack sandbags. The Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz has demanded that his junior coalition partner, the far-right Austrian Freedom Party, distances itself from a poem written by a party official, Christian Schlicher. Mr. Kurz said the poem, The City Rat, was disgusting and deeply racist. It talks about how migrants must adapt to the local way of life or hurry away. BBC News.